But let's head to Matoa. The meeting coming up at Matoa is the Mama Cup meeting. A lot of history, but it has not been raced in quite a few years. To have a bit of a chat to us from the Matoa Race Club is David Grigg. Thanks for taking the call, David. Hope you're going well.
I'm very good. Thanks very much, Andrew. How are you?
Doing okay. And one of the things I do like to chat to race clubs about is history and tradition. And I must say, a lot of people talk about Matoa Racing, but officially you are the Matoa Mama Race Club, and thus you have the Mama Cup this weekend, don't you?
That's right, yes. Well, say from a historic point of view, there were two clubs right up until 2000 and around about 2009 when we amalgamated and became a part of Wimmera Racing. The Matoa Mama Race Club was first established in 1938, and it raised money for the local Catholic Church. It was sort of a St. Pat's club, but it was called the Mama Turf Club. And we raced a couple of times before the war, and then it was re-established in 1949, after the Second World War. And we raced then from 1949 up until 2015 on New Year's Day.
So, for those that don't know, how far is Mama from Matoa? Just again, there'll be those listening in Country Victoria that know this a drop of a hat, but for those city slickers like myself, just a bit of education about Mama, the township relation to Matoa and so on.
No, well, Mama's not really a township. It was called, in fact, our lake is called Lake Mama, and it was just the town was Mama before it became known as Matoa. And so it's really the one and the same.
Okay. And is the, given, I do chat to race clubs that honour tracks or clubs that raced many, many years ago, and some say there's no remnants of racetracks anymore. Given we're only talking about a couple of decades, is the Mama racetrack still there in some form or not?
No, we used to always race on the Matoa track.
Right. Okay, so there's never been a track. Okay, so it's been an incorporated race club that raced at Matoa, but it was Mama Race Club.
Mama Turf Club.
Turf Club, right.
Yeah.
All right. So there's a lot of history in this. Your president, Dave, was telling me off air before I gave you a call today that for those that really want to get back over the decades, in history, way, way back many years ago, this Mama Cup meeting was the place to be. It was one of the biggest crowd-drawing race days in country racing many years ago. Is that right?
That is very correct. Yes, that's right. We raced on New Year's Day, and it was probably the biggest race day in the Wimmera. Established a... with marketing, we went back... When I became a secretary in 1977, we sort of started a Yabian wine bar, and that became very, very popular. And as a result of the publicity that surrounded that, a lot of people would come to the races on New Year's Day, and also because of the actual day being a holiday and being the celebration of the new year, many, many people came and celebrated that day on race day.
So it was called a Yabby and Wine Bar. Are you talking about the actual yabbies that would be in the creek or the pond or the lake? Is that what it was?
So much publicity from the Yabby and Wine Bar was the fact is that we had people going out catching the yabbies privately and donating them, and then anyhow the fisheries people got onto it and said, oh, you can't really do that unless the yabbies are caught by commercial fishers. And so we got a lot of publicity in the paper this first year because we weren't using commercial fishers. And then from then on, we used to get one bag of yabbies from the commercial fishers, and then we went on and got the casual fishers to supply to make up the numbers up until we stopped it, until actually yabbies became scarce at the time, and we didn't go on with it for after about...
Gee, these days it's prawns and crayfish, but how are the yabbies... I mean, there were enough yabbies. If you say you were getting 2,000 or 3,000 to the racetrack, it was such a big day in the Wimmera, and the locals would chip in and supply yabbies from their farms or ponds and so on, but how are the yabbies served? Are they just lightly grilled or something, or...?
No, they were served... They were cooked in hot water, boiled in hot water, and then shelled, and then that's how they were served. They were served in a cup with vinegar, and then with a glass of white wine.
So how far are we going back for this, David, before the sort of authority said you can't do that, it's not really right?
Well, actually, it was in 1977.
Right. And people would come to the racetrack just to have a yabby and a wine.
Yeah, we had a beer, we had a bar as well.
No, but it's amazing.
That was just the added attraction.
Yeah. Well, there you go. Only in country racing. We're chatting to David Grigg. We learn something about country racing, don't we, every time we chat to race clubs. How about that? The Mama Cup this weekend at Matoa Race Club. And years ago, this was one of the biggest race days in the Wimmera, held on New Year's Day. And it was famous for yabbies and wine and beer. And the locals would bring yabbies along and produce them for people to partake. And then the official said, no, you can't do that. It has to be officially caught. And it has been a while for this meeting to go ahead. Explain that, because when I was Googling some information about the Mama Cup, it came up with an article in the local paper out there in the Wimmera, and had Dave Delahunty, your chairman. It had Phil Childs, who's been a long-time committee member. It had them on the racetrack, and the story was about the final Mama Cup meeting to be held this weekend. Get along and support it. So if that was the final Mama Cup, here we are in 2022 and you're back racing it again.
Well, that's right. Yeah, well, it was the actual fact it was the final meeting on New Year's Day. And the club actually gave away the day because of the fact that we were getting a little bit of pressure from Racing Victoria because there was a lot of racing on New Year's Day around the state. And then also... we were having internal pressure because we were having trouble getting water to water the track at the time, and it was getting very, very expensive. And so that if we didn't have water in our reservoir, we had to buy it, and the club really couldn't afford to buy, you know, be paying extreme amounts of money for the water. And so it was decided that we would discontinue racing on New Year's Day, mainly because of economic reasons, and then we were given a day in lieu, which was a Monday or a Tuesday, and we did not think it viable to continue with the cup on those days because we wouldn't have got a crowd. We never, you know, you don't get a crowd at the Monday or Tuesday meetings, midweeks, and so. When we were allocated, we've been agitating for a number of years to get back to a weekend race meeting. This year we've been allocated a Sunday, where we're going to reintroduce the Mama Cup. And next year we will be racing on a Saturday in July, and we'll continue with the Mama Cup. And we're very fortunate to have Bet365 as our sponsor.
And... did you have to go in a cupboard there at Matoa and find the old cup? Has it been there waiting to be brought out again, or have to make a new one?
We've got a new set of cups,
right,
mate.
I was going to say you go as far as making the shape of your yabby. And just before you go, so going forward with your two meetings a year, this now you think makes it quite nice. You've got the Matoa Cup in spring and October, and now in winter the Mama Cup. So you return the Mama Cup. You're the Matoa Mama Race Club. You have the two meetings. You want a Matoa in one. You want a Mama in the other. It's almost like those political parties with factions. And, in fact, David, dare I say it, you sound more excited about the Mama Cup than the Matoa Cup.
No, we are one committee now. We work together very closely. But we would also like at least one more meeting, because our committee are volunteers and they put in a lot of time in preparing the track for two race meetings. And the track is a very, very good track. I think David might have told you that. And... It's
every chairman tells me their track is a good track. I'm yet to meet one that says it's not good. So that's probably not a good example.
Well, we reckon this is the best track in the Wimmera.
And how is life in Matara and out that part of the state? How are things going for you in that part of Victoria?
Oh, well, we're battling on. We're holding our own quite well, actually. A lot of young couples or young families have come back into the town, a lot of expatriates, and they've come back into the town, and the town's, ticking along quite nicely. The football club is very, very successful, and it's a combined club, Mindip Matara, actually, and it's very, very successful. And we're battling on quite well.
And just a final question then on Yabbies. Given a lot more youngsters, not those on the land, but those, a lot of people now spend more time on iPads and computers and so on, and I guess it's not as popular pastime. Why has the Yabby, given it's not fished for as strongly, why has it, I'm just imagining, as you say, lessened off in numbers?
Well, there's no dams left.
Right.
Because the Wimmera Mallee pipeline has gone through and has piped all the water resources, and so there's no dams left for people to go out and Yabby, because you have to go to the big lakes.
Oh.
And so that's a fair, a fair effort. There's not that much weekend yabbying anymore from the social side of things. And to get yabbies, you go to Lake Hindmarsh or down to Lake Lonsdale, or out to the west further.
Always learn something, and I don't hide the fact I'm a city slicker here in the studios at Melbourne, chatting to you in the countryside, but. One of the briefs I do is to tell people about race clubs that are more than just race meetings with betting and turnover. It's all about history and tradition. And to think that the Marma Cup many decades ago was one of the most well-attended race days on New Year's Day, and locals would bring their yabbies and people would have them with wine and beer. Great to see the Marma Cup is back on the roster, though, after a seven-year hiatus. Have a great meeting this weekend, David, and thanks for having a chat to us. All the best. We'll chat later in the year.
Thank you, and you better come up to Matoa sometime and have a look.
We will. Great. David Grigg there from Matoa Marma Race Club. That's the official name. And the Marma Cup this weekend. No yabbies for partaking in, but a terrific traditional race day returns to Matoa, the Marma Cup.